For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. An organization in Bozeman recently received $500,000 to jumpstart Montana's first tiny home village for people facing chronic homelessness. As Gallatin County's population has grown, so has the number of people without a roof over their head. Tracy Menue is an associate director with the nonprofit Human Resource Development Council, or HRDC, in Bozeman. She says a lot of her customers looking for housing stability want their own place, not an apartment.
Most apartment buildings, you know, particularly those that have been built in the 70s and 80s as subsidized housing, have narrow hallways, they're loud.
Menue says one person told her,
"With all of the noise in that building, it's really hard for me to focus on, you know, just my own mental well-being."
That led to the idea of building a village of tiny houses, about 200 square foot units with their own bathrooms and kitchens.
You can really, I think, see how having your own four walls and some quiet space and a little bit of green space would be really good for people who have been suffering from trauma.
The Mortgage Association, Fannie Mae, recently announced HRDC received one of five contract awards through its nationally competitive Sustainable Communities Innovation Challenge. June 1st kicked off HRDC's two-year contract to build at least 12 tiny homes and create a guidebook for other communities to replicate this project. Menue says residents in the tiny home village will pay 30% of their income on rent, which is a benchmark of affordable housing. They'll also have access to services ranging from behavioral health assistance to support with light housework. She says it also fits into the community's wider housing issues.
Bozeman's affordable housing needs assessment noted that there is housing need along the entire housing continuum. So this is one tool in the box to work within that very low income population that is most in danger of being homeless and is most in danger of being displaced from housing in the community.
Menue says they're still trying to decide on a suitable location. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.